Ah, there you go, Scully. I can do that sting time after time. And, my friend, it's timeless. Here I am, 31 years of age. I'm pretty sure that's how old I am. I'm sitting in my lounge room. It's almost midnight on a Friday night. I'm sitting here with a jumper of the Parramatta Eels that I've had since I was probably about 11 years of age. And tonight I'm a very proud man because Parramatta have done the impossible. About 15 rounds into the competition, Parramatta were sitting in 15th position. And they've gone on this most memorable run all the way through to the grand final. For those that have been living in a bubble or hiding under a rock, Parramatta beat Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs 22-12 in front of 75,000 screaming fans at the grand old girl ANZ Stadium. Well, I can't really stomach calling it that because it is still Stadium Australia to me. We've been there many, many times, Parramatta fans, in this similar position, and it wasn't probably until about 2 minutes left on the clock tonight that I could finally start to give out the yew, because up until that point I knew that Parramatta just were always still not over the line. But as ironic terms can happen in sporting things, the young Daniel Mortimer sealed it for Parramatta not too far out, and Parramatta took that 10-point victory, and they'll be going all the way back to the grand old girl of Stadium Australia next week, and they'll be taking on either Melbourne or Brisbane. Now, this campaign for Parramatta is no different to many others' failed campaigns before. It comes with all the bitterness of those failed campaigns and all the hope of potentially this could be the year. Either way, it's been a fantastic ride, but I can tell you that next Sunday night, I'll be like a little kid again. I'll be jumping out of my skin, I'll have itchy feet, I'll be nervous, and I'll be wearing the same jersey that I wore when I was 11 years of age. Go, Para! Yew!